This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
All right, we have Batya Ungar-Sargon getting hooked up here on the line. We're going to join with her in just a couple of minutes. She's one of my favorite guests all the time. She's got her own show now on News Nation, which is called Batya. So we'll talk a little politics. We'll talk about Pete Hegseth and the Somalis in Minnesota and all kinds of fun stuff like that. Coming up at 5:30, Nick Schroer, state senator. He popped off on MoDoc quite a bit here with these storms this week. We'll also talk about the upcoming session and any of the bills that Nick is pre-filing. He's a regular, of course, on the Reardon Roundtable, so he's coming up at the bottom of the hour. Ethan, we're giving away, we're going to do this right now, we're going to give away sticks and Chicago tickets, right? So usually when I give away tickets, I tell Ethan, put some songs in. Yesterday, you couldn't have put in a better rocker by Sticks. You put Renegade in, right?
Uh-huh.
They play it for the Steelers games. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Today, this is what I get. Chose Babe as the song.
Okay.
Okay, now, what I'm probably going to have to tell you to do here is just to guide you through a little Sticks knowledge. And I know you have your excuses all ready to go here. But this is Dennis DeYoung singing, and they had a bad divorce. So we got to find some Sticks songs that have Tommy Shaw. Like, okay. Renegade is a good one like that. But this one,
please be,
I mean, that's just a sleepy ballad there.
Can I
by
briefly
and Dennis
just
DeYoung.
Defend myself?
Sure, if you'd like to. I don't know if it's going to work, but Sue, are you on my team on this one or not? I don't know if she's even listening. She's
well,
probably not listening right
here's,
now.
Here is what my defense is. I don't know that song.
I know.
I put in their, I looked on their Spotify and I said, okay, what are the most listened to songs?
Yeah.
That was number two after Renegade.
Oh, there's no doubt. Look, just so you know what happened, Sticks was a, you know, I grew up in Chicago, and Sticks was a rock band in Chicago that, it's pretty crazy because the story, I have to think about this and figure out if it was Come Sail Away, but you know the song Come Sail Away,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, love it.
And South Park made that famous. Well, that song came out in the mid-1970s, and there was a DJ in Chicago. I got to double-check if it was that song that decided to play it, like, every night because he felt like it needed to be heard, and then Sticks kind of blew up from there. But they were a harder-driving poppy rock band in the 70s, but then they got into ballads, and then they did this Mr. Roboto record in the early 80s, which was very strange.
I saw that one on there. Yeah, it might be tomorrow.
So, but so you have a combination. And Dennis DeYoung hasn't been with the band a long time. He performs on his own. But there was a big division with the band on what direction to go. And a lot of bands in the early 80s had this because even if you look at Journey, for example, you know, Starship, they all had their rock hits. But the way that they really made money was when they had that ballad that was able to cross over to all of the formats. And do you know who Michael Bolton is? Mm-hmm. Okay, so Michael Bolton, ballad singer extraordinaire, right? Michael Bolton used to have a rock band. His first record was a rock record. I saw him warm up for Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. Casey used to play Michael Bolton, believe it or not, on that first record. But he kind of sauntered right into a different area with ballads, and he created a niche for himself and made a lot more money than he was making as a rock star. But all these bands kind of went, REO Speedwagon's another good example of this. A lot of bands had rock hits, probably better music, but man, they made more money and they had more radio airplay with the ballads.
Well, we were talking about the Spotify Wrapped list, or our 2025 end of season lists, and you'll be happy. You know, I know you said we want to talk about this another day when we can actually play the music, but some sticks made my list.
Okay, so I want you to pull Too Much Time on My Hands, Blue Collar Man, and Fooling Yourself for the rest of the week. Or Crystal Ball's another one, too. I'll give you some guidance. But how about we give away these tickets right now?
Let's do that.
Okay, I have a pair of tickets for Chicago and Styx at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. The folks at Live Nation have been very nice to us. The tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. If you're caller number 7 right now on our contest line, 314-241-9797, Ethan will take the call, and we're going to send you to see Styx and Chicago next year. You know, the one thing I would say about Styx, and I said this yesterday, at least there's... this is not true with a lot of bands out there. At least there's a couple of original members of the band that are still hanging around in Tommy and JY, so that's not a bad thing. All right, Batya Angar-Sargon. She's the host of Batya on News Nation on the weekend. She writes at the Free Press. She wrote a great book that's called Bad News, How Woke Media is Undermining Democracy. She's one of our favorite guests on a regular basis. I hope you had a nice Thanksgiving. How are you, Batya?
I am doing great, thank God. I did have a nice Thanksgiving, although I did get into a political fight with my friends who we were at.
Oh, no.
Because they were trying to say that Americans are anti-Semitic, and I just will not tolerate that. I will not tolerate people saying that in my presence, and so things got heated.
See, and it's so unfortunate. Now, I'm going to tell you about you. I've got some things, you know, that have happened even with friends in the past couple of days. And let me segue into what you said on CNN last night, because this sort of sums up. I had a conversation heading into work today with a dear friend of mine, and we don't often talk politics. We're able, and I know he's on the left, and he's not crazy on the left, but I brought up a conversation with another friend, and he goes, oh, well, you know, Trump's crazy. He's using these words and all that. But what you said last night is so accurate. Instead of being outraged about the gall of immigrants being gifted the greatest privilege on earth, American citizenship, and then turning around and stealing it from the American people in Minnesota, the media is outraged about how Trump talks about it. Now, I used to kind of be in that camp that, you know, I don't really like the sophomoric language, but good Lord, why not talk about the actual issue, right?
And it's so funny because I was on CNN Monday night and Tuesday night. And of course, the Somali fraud case happened. It broke over the weekend, the story in the New York Times. We did not talk about it on Monday. I brought it up, of course, because I am infuriated about it. But then Tuesday night, they had already moved into, well, of course, everybody knows that's terrible. But isn't it awful how Trump talks about them? Like, they wouldn't bring it up as a topic until they could cast the Somalis as the victims, right?
Right,
like the victims of Trump's trolling. Then suddenly they were allowed to talk about it. And it's just hilarious. This is how he won in 2016. Like, this is how he won in 2024. He did it with they're eating the dogs and the cats of the people who live there in Ohio, right? The Haitian immigrants. Like, he does not see the race. He sees the immigrant nature. He thinks that it is appalling, and it is appalling. It's for people to be given the greatest gift on planet Earth and then turn around and throw it in our faces. And for people to act like it is racist to say that feeds him. Like, that is where he gets his power, because you're trying to shut down legitimate criticism.
One CNN note, because I have been sampling a lot more when I head home from work. So I get off at, you know, 6 Central, and then I check out. I like what Laura does on Fox, and I'm checking her out. But I can't help myself these days. I punch CNN. You know, I have it on Sirius XM. And Tuesday night, I hear Erin Burnett talk, and she's pitching into a tease about Trump's health, and almost drove off the road, that they're going to focus on Trump's health after not touching the issue of the former president's health for 4 years. And they made this a big deal, and they continue to, some of those people out there on the social medias. Oh, Trump's hiding something. He's not well. He fell asleep at a cabinet meeting. Anything that they can say, orange man bad. That's all they have, Batya.
It's so funny. You know, I was one of the people, even though I was not a fan of Joe Biden, at some point I did, you know, realize Trump was, going to be the greatest president on earth, and I wanted him to get elected, and I, you know, endorsed him or what have you. But even, like, in that frame of mind, Mark, I felt so sorry for President Biden for the humiliation of being so old and that I didn't talk, I couldn't bring myself to talk about it. And even when I would go on Fox News and they would bring it up, I would say, well, why don't we focus on the policy? Like, the policy is the issue. Like, I was just so, I felt so sorry for him. So I am complicit. Like, I was one of the people not doing my job as a journalist because I just found it unbearable to think about what that must have felt like for him. But you're so right. Like, the very people who perpetrated this mass fraud on the American people are now inventing, you know, Donald Trump. Yeah, maybe he's getting a little bit older. Like, people get older. Maybe he's, you know, it's hard to stay awake, you know, for 3 hours during a very boring meeting. Like, maybe that's true. At his stage in life, he is still, he's still getting so much more done than any human I know. And, you know, the way that I keep thinking about it is our next president will probably be somewhere around half his age and will get half as much done.
Probably.
It's not about the age. It's about the efficacy of what he's accomplished. It's about just the sheer magnitude of what he's getting done. Like, for them to complain about him slowing down or missing a step when he's so effective, it's so hilarious.
I see him all, you know, he's on every day. And yesterday was one of those days with the cabinet meeting. I walked away from the TV, came back 45 minutes later, an hour. He's still going. He's talking to people. So, yeah, that's ridiculous. Now, some of this is also at play. Bachchan Sargon is back with us this afternoon on this. You know, you talked about what CNN didn't bring up Monday. You know what I didn't bring up Monday? The whole thing with the hit on the drug boat, because there was something about that that didn't seem right. And then lo and behold, it was the New York Times that has to correct the Washington Post on the reporting. This is a fascinating thing that they've, you know, latched onto along the lines of Jimmy Kimmel and some of this other stuff lately.
Yeah, it's so funny because the first report was intentionally misreported. So the Washington Post claimed it had one unnamed source saying that Hegseth gave the order to kill them all. And then as a result of that, Admiral Bradley then, you know, gave the order to hit the boat. And then when he saw the two survivors, he gave the second order to kill them. That was then misreported by all the other outlets as saying that Hegseth had given the second order, which he was not even really claimed in the first piece. Obviously, him saying kill them all, he denies. I think that's probably, they couldn't even substantiate it with a second source. And then the New York Times came in and said, you know, that he obviously did not give the order to give the second hit. What I think is going to come out probably tomorrow when Admiral Bradley sits down and briefs members of the Senate is that there was very legitimate reasons to give a second order, because the order initially was to sink the ship. And so if the ship was still there, it was still a legitimate military target. Like, this is all totally obvious. And all the people claiming this is a war crime, here's how you know. They all think that the initial strike was illegitimate because they don't recognize that Donald Trump has Article II powers. So they don't think he's allowed to have his Secretary of State designate terrorists, which is his right. And they don't think he's allowed to then kill terrorists. Only Obama's allowed to do that, according to these people.
Well, right. There's,
so, you know, they don't think the whole thing is legitimate. So this whole thing is just a new Russiagate, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, that's where the double standard certainly exists. And, you know, they fall for it every time, really. Like, I've been making the mistake of going on Facebook lately. That's a terrible, terrible decision on my part. But I see the same people, and these are friends of mine. They fall for these things time and time again. And, you know, it's a lot of it is probably, well, I think it is Trump derangement syndrome, and they can't get past that. But it's fascinating to me the way that this keeps playing out time after time. Now, one of the things that I do like about you, Bachchan, is you are never afraid to criticize the administration, Donald Trump, when you see fit as well. Is there anything lately that you're not too crazy about?
I don't know why he had to pardon that drug kingpin.
Yeah, I didn't like that either.
President of Honduras. Like, what are you doing? Like, you're out here doing this, like, righteous war against illegal drugs on behalf of the forgotten American people. Like, I don't know why he had to do that. You know, there was another fraudster he pardoned. Like, I don't like that stuff. I really don't get why he insists on doing that. It seems like Roger Stone can just write a letter. And
I know. I don't like that either. And it's, you know, so some of these things are confusing to me. Always, but you know, he's going to do, I think, at this point, what he's going to do. We're going to certainly experience that. How is the new show on News Nation going for you?
Oh, thank God. It's, I don't know why they gave it to me, but I sure as heck am enjoying it.
Stop it.
No, it's going amazing. It's just the pleasure and the being able to interview members of cabinet and have debates, and it's just a joy, an absolute joy.
Three Central on Saturday, correct? I want to make sure we get that. Is it 3 Central, 4 Eastern?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
awesome. Yeah, Batya, that's the name of the show. It seems to fit. Hey, stay out of the trouble with friends and family arguing about politics in the next few weeks. Try to have a happy holiday, okay?
I will, but I cannot allow people to besmirch the American people. I just can't allow it.
Well, we're on the same page there. Thank you, Batya. Always great to hook up. We'll see you soon.
God bless. Bye.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, most of you don't have a sense of the challenges that a talk show host in the modern era really has, because there's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of stress, right, involved. And it's exhausting never being wrong about things. That's one thing I would say. And let me offer you an example here, as I'm sure Sue Thomas is laughing in the background. But this seems very serious. I thought about this story in association with a former colleague of mine, Chris Myhill, who I consider a friend. Chris and I worked together for many years on KMOX, and he was an outstanding producer of the morning show, and he had worked at KMOX a long time. He retired several years ago. He was on for the 100th anniversary, as I was, a couple of Thursdays ago. But we did not share the same politics. We shared a love for music, and that's what bonded us. We talked music, but every once in a while, we sat right next to another in an office for many years, and I'd say something to poke the bear. He'd say something, and a lot of this was around climate change, and we would have these arguments about climate change back and forth, and I would tell him how wrong he was, and I would also tell him, even if you're right, there's nothing we can do about it. Now, I'm not a climate change denier. The climate has changed. It will continue to change. I'm what would be referred to as a lukewarmer, but what I do feel is that all this apocalyptic nonsense that we've had for decades is just that. It's ridiculous. It's embarrassing, but for whatever reason, guys like my friend and many of your friends out there and so many lefties, they buy into this. Now, maybe I'm changing my mind, ladies and gentlemen, because listen to this. I have to offer a couple examples this afternoon. Here's one from The Guardian, okay? Climate change over the next 20 years could result in a global catastrophe costing millions of lives in wars and natural disasters. Holy cow, right? A secret report suppressed by U.S. defense chiefs and obtained by The Observer warns that major European cities will be sunk beneath rising seas as Britain is plunged into a Siberian climate by 2020. Oh, yeah. This was a story that was written in February of 2004. That didn't seem to happen, did it? They are predicting nuclear conflict, mega droughts, famine, widespread rioting. Well, that happened in Ferguson here, that will erupt across the world. The document predicts that abrupt climate change could bring the planet to the edge of anarchy within 20 years, right? We're past that point right now. You know, it's not like The Guardian was the only outlet out there saying things like that. Let's go back to September of 1995, ladies and gentlemen. Let's take a little time travel back to the New York Times and their story. The Earth has entered a period of climatic change that is likely to cause widespread economic, social, and environmental dislocation over the next century if emissions of heat-trapping gases are not reduced, according to the experts. I love the experts. You guys know that, right? Advising the world's governments. The picture of probable disruption, including adverse changes and some that are beneficial, I'm surprised they actually said that, emerges from a draft of a new assessment of the climate by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. They've been well discredited, let me promise you that. And from interviews with scientists involved in the assessment. The panel, a United Nations group of 2,500 idiots from around the world, they're scientists, advises parties to a 1992 treaty that are negotiating reductions in heat-trapping greenhouse gases like carbon dioxide. So that's from 1995. You have the story from The Guardian from 2004. Now you have this, and this is interesting too. This is where it gets really, really, you know, frustrating being right all the time, because this whole house of cards that is climate science, climate change, alarmism is falling down. It's not even serious anymore, and it's a joke. It was a joke when publications like the LA Times and others refused to even print or offer on the opinion page an alternative perspective of climate change, which is some of this added CO2 is really beneficial for people who don't have carbon-based energy and like a little air conditioning in sub-Saharan Africa and in India and elsewhere, right? You got northern climates, they're going to have better farming. There are absolutely positives to CO2. Right? But how about this? The authors of a highly publicized study predicting climate change would cost $38 trillion a year by 2049 have retracted their paper following criticism of the data and methodology, including the estimate is inflated. Now, what's interesting here is that they're retracting it. They're not correcting it, right? They're completely pulling back the data because it's not true. This was in the April 17th edition of Nature in 2024, so it goes back a year and a half. And the economic commitment of climate change looked at how changes in temperature and precipitation could affect economic growth. Forbes, the San Diego Union-Tribune, other outlets covered the paper. It's been accessed over 300,000 times. It's been cited 168 times in journalism publications. But after two commentaries in August, raised questions about the data and the methodology, the researchers revisited their findings. The authors have now acknowledged that these changes are too substantial for correction, so they pulled back the entire report. So this whole nonsense that you've heard and some people have bought into about the green economy, lowering energy prices and all this stuff, it's a bunch of BS. And I'm all for alternative energy if it works. Here's a great form of alternative energy. It's called nuclear. And we should be doing that more often, right? But it's hilarious to me. Well, first of all, it's hilarious that anyone ever who is serious bought into this notion that climate change is something that we can control, that we have an effect on. Right? We don't. We cannot reduce. And by the way, the most extreme climate change alarmists, they'll admit this. They'll tell you because they have to be honest. They'll say, yeah, you know what? All these efforts at Paris and the climate accords to reduce global temperatures by, 2100, it's not going to work. We have to all live in homes that are approximately 300 square feet, and we have to make sacrifices for the planet. The fact of the matter is we don't. They've been lying for years. They've been making things up. Science, settled science, right? This is what they called it. They called it settled science. We are finding almost on a weekly basis that the so-called settled science of climate change is far from settled. Now, some of us were smart enough decades ago to know that.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, I got a really, really good collection of audio for Audio Cut of the Day coming up from Oregon and some crazy gender nonsense that happened in a class that's not too far off from where my daughter is. She's in fifth grade. This was a sixth grader. We'll get to that here in just a second. Let's welcome Nick Schroer, Missouri State Senator, into the fold this afternoon to talk about MoDOT and their failures and maybe some other things. Hello, Senator. How are you?
I am wonderful out here in the great state of Texas, and it seems that they are able to deal with the weather a hell of a lot better than Missouri does.
Before we get into that, a couple of very important questions here. First and foremost, very important, did you get a deer in Howard County where we both hunt?
No, I did not.
I didn't either, dude.
There are,
man, I didn't either.
I saw a couple that, you know, 6-8 pointers. I had some family members up there hunting, and I was trying to direct them over to them. But, yeah, it wasn't good weather.
I had an 8-point. Walk right in front of me at 15 yards at 6:20 on Sunday morning. It was probably technically before shooting time, and he just wasn't quite big enough. I'm not saying I might not have taken that shot, but I mean, he was right there, and I saw a bunch of does. It just no antlers, so that was a little bit of a fail for me, which has become rather a pattern in Howard County, unfortunately. Okay, before we get to MoDOT, the other thing is you guys are pre-filing bills in Jeff City right now, and I've actually pre-filed a bill, and this bill is to request that Nick Schroer stops turning us down for being on the Reardon Roundtable, because the hell, dude, we've been trying to get you on for like 2 months.
I know. It is. I'm out here accepting an award. All my meetings, my legal meetings are moving to Fridays, so we're going to do it. Or how about this? How about you guys come to the Capitol when session starts?
We will do that.
That wouldn't work for a Friday, but let's do it anyways.
No, we're going to do that, because when I came down in February, you might remember, Steve kind of gave me a tour. It was a day that was a holiday, so nobody was really around, but I did get to see you, and I saw your studio, and yeah, we're going to have to do that, so that will be
let's
fun.
Let's do it.
But let's talk about this snowstorm, because obviously this is another one of those situations, and I was very confused, because just to give you my example from when I came in the other day, I'm on Gravoy, it was fine. I get to 270, it was fine. Then I get to 44, and it was snow-covered and a mess. And then, you know, the afternoon did not go very well. Sue Thomas will tell you that. But you popped off pretty good on social media on MoDOT over all this, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, I'm tired of it. It's been something that progressively is getting worse, and MoDOT's continuing to get more and more money. Now they have full autonomy over how they spend that money. In 2023, the Supreme Court said, no, however the money comes in, it doesn't matter if strings are attached to it. Once the money's in MoDOT's possession, they can spend it however they want. And we heard for years that, okay, now we can finally get more people. We can give them raises, and it has not worked. And people are at risk. I saw the other day when I was on 64, I was on 364, D, double D, almost every road in St. Charles County that MoDOT had the capabilities and were in charge of clearing. They didn't do. They didn't pre-treat. And I know a lot of people are saying that the storm came earlier. Well, the technology that I have, going on Facebook and finding Hyperlocal Extreme, or listening to 97.1 and hearing you guys saying that the storm's coming heck of a lot earlier, I know MoDOT's got that technology and better, and they sat on their hands. Even if the storm didn't come in, why wasn't the road treated? Why wasn't it pre-treated? A lot of these questions that we're asking now, we ask every single year. And when I saw more than a dozen wrecks, more than a dozen people crashing into medians, rolling off the roads, something needs to change, because these are Missourians that are paying taxes to make sure that our roads are clean, and it's not happening. So I'm going to file two different bills. I know there's about five different approaches. I've talked to colleagues down here at this legislative meeting that I'm at. This is something that is a bipartisan issue, and we ultimately need to make a change now.
So what would the bills actually, you know, address specifically?
So one of them, like I just mentioned, how 2023, the Missouri Supreme Court said, like the Department of Conservation, once money's allocated to them, no matter what strings are attached, if you say, you know, there's a sound wall that needs to be put up off of 364 in a community once 364 was expanded, if we put into law right now that $1 million has to be used for that, they can take that $1 million and spend it on a Christmas party if they want to. So taking the power back, letting the voters have a choice and changing our Constitution to say that the legislature is in charge of where the money goes and how it's spent. That's number one. But number two, getting rid of this immunity that MoDOT has. I mean, the ultimate thing that's going to get them off of their butts and start working is, look, if you're negligent in cleaning our roads, filling potholes and things of that nature, getting snow and ice off the road, and somebody dies, you can be sued pursuant to our Seventh Amendment. So that's going to be another one, removing qualified immunity. Now, some of the other things that I'm not filing yet, but we're talking about, is maybe instead of paying MoDOT, how about we start funding the cities who are able to do this a heck of a lot better than MoDOT does, or better yet, privatize this?
Well, I think I'd be in favor of that for sure. But you're right about one thing. It does keep happening. And, you know, in this storm in particular, to your point, we all knew that it was going to start snowing early, right? I mean, I'm watching all morning because I knew I had to come into work. And then it was kind of amazing, because I'll use this example. When this is another topic altogether, Nick, but I have a road closing issue by my home that's gotten to be a big pain in the ass. So I have to go out where I usually would go to 141, right where 44 is. I have to go out to Gravois, right? The St. Louis County line is about literally a mile, maybe a mile and a half from my house. So as I'm driving on the part of road that St. Louis County, that they're responsible for, it was perfect. There was no, and this was 1 o'clock on Monday, right? Then I get to the Jeffco part. Wasn't so perfect, right? It was different. It wasn't terrible. But again, I get onto Gravois, it's fine. I get onto 270, it's fine. I get onto 44, it is a mess, like a mess.
Yep.
And cars are off in the ditches. And I'm thinking, what in the hell happened here? Well, I think what happened is those other roads were treated and that one wasn't.
That's exactly it. You know, I hate homeowners associations with a passion, but it's very telling when all of the subdivisions that I drove by, they were clean. When I drove on O'Fallon's roads, Lake St. Louis, Darden Prairie, Weldon Spring, all of these cities in St. Charles County, the road that I ultimately, after 5 hours, had to take to make a crazy roundabout way to get home, get my girls home, that was the way I had to go, because the cities were able to do it in a better, more efficient manner. And they responded to taxpayers because they know they're beholden to them. MoDOT, on the other hand, they're not beholden to anybody pursuant to that 2023 case that we have to put on the ballot and have voters, you know, have their opinions and change the Constitution to say we need more oversight on MoDOT, because every single highway and every single road, D, double D, 94, 70, 64, all of them were trash. They weren't treated. And I tell you this, and I'm not exaggerating, the entire time that I was out, and I was out in your neck of the woods working with Jim Avery out on Gravois that morning, I didn't see a single MoDOT truck, a salt truck, MoDOT plow. What I did see are about a dozen of the different cities that I just mentioned, their cars reacting to the storm.
Has there been a reaction at all in the last couple of days from MoDOT leadership?
MoDOT leadership, no. I get the same reaction that I did when we try to get a little bit of funding put into the budget specifically for a sound wall on 364, a community that is just living in a rock concert every single day with cars driving by. And yeah. MoDOT's like, no, I don't care if you put the money in. We can spend it on whatever we want. There's no reaction from them. There's no pushback. And I even reached out to Governor Kehoe. I said, Governor Kehoe, you're doing a great job. You're working on crime. You're working on making Missouri better. This is not a reflection upon you. This is a reflection upon an out-of-control bureaucratic agency that has no oversight whatsoever. So let's work together. Let's find a way to actually make these streets safer, these highways safer, when people have a dusting, a 2 inches that we used to think nothing of back yeah. when, you know, you and I were growing up. I sound like my grandpa now. I remember walking to school in 8 inches
uphill.
Because they're like, no.
Both ways. Yeah, I get it for sure. No, but look, this one was inexcusable. It really was. And there were people, I heard stories of people who were in their cars for like 3-4 hours the other day.
Yeah, I saw it. I post a lot of pictures from constituents because I had my girls. I couldn't get my phone out and take the pictures. I saw many cars jackknifing. I saw one guy just on 64 in a black Challenger. Maybe he's listening. He kind of circled around hit the median. A lot of people were stranded off of 94D and Double D. And on my Facebook feed, a lot of people are sounding off. And it's not just Republicans. There's Democrats, people that have, you know, their main picture is Kamala Harris. And they're agreeing with me that something needs to be done. But somebody commented that they lost a family member in this storm, that, you know, they ran off the road and were ultimately killed. And this is why we got to get serious. It's not just, you know, political, earning political points or an election year. I've heard several people trying to defend MoDOT. I know it's election year for you guys, so that's why you want to do something. No, we want to do something because it's a waste of taxpayer dollars and people keep putting their lives at risk, their property at risk every single year. And we're continuing to fund MoDOT, who's doing nothing.
Well, and like you said, this should be, and it is a bipartisan issue. It shouldn't really be a Democrat-Republican issue. One thing I will say, just as an addendum here, just because I mention this often during snowstorms, this, Nick, takes nothing away from your points or what you're trying to achieve here, but I did get an email from a listener named Keith that said, I've been listening to your show for about 15 years. God bless him for putting up with me for that long. I guess I want to give a little bit of advice to drivers out there in St. Louis, and I'm not trying to be rude. Please don't take this the wrong way. But before you go out and buy out a $1,000 cell phone, a $500 wig job, some press-on nails, some designer jeans, please buy some new tires. It's real simple. If you got Bologna skins, you're not going anywhere, which is, I think, accurate. I was preaching that on Monday because a lot of people cheap out on the tires. They don't get the tires replaced, yeah. And they're slipping and sliding. So,
well, I'd say the tires, all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive, because you know the weather is going to get bad. And please, please learn how to drive in this weather. I commented a couple months ago when a little snowstorm came in, just a little dusting, and people were driving like knuckleheads. Like, I don't know if you need to require them to go back into the driver's ed again, but don't drive 40 miles an hour on an icy bridge. It just goes without saying.
Sometimes it's just common sense, right? Absolutely. All right. Well, I'll never see you on a Friday, I guess, is what I'm hearing, but great to hook up with you this afternoon. All right, Nick?
Hey, let's go get some deer. Let's go get some deer with Addle Addles.
We'll do it. Senator Nick Schroer. All right, I kind of have a bit of a complicated, well, it's not complicated, it's just a little bit of a longer audio cut of the day, so let's hit that right away here.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
You know, we highlight differences a lot, political differences, obviously, on this show, and this is really one of those topics I don't understand how anyone can disagree. Like, there's 5% of the nut jobs out there, and they live in Kirkwood or Webster Groves that would not be on my side or your side on this issue. Even your lefty friends would probably agree. So this is about an Oregon father, and some of this is just comical when you think about it. But look, I have a daughter who is almost 11. She'll be 11 in 5 months. And this is Chuck Gonzalez is the father. Maxwell is his son. Maxwell attends Minter Bridge Elementary School in Hillsboro, which is a suburb of Portland, Oregon. And there's a survey that is being sent out to kids in 6th, 8th, and 11th grade. I'm not sure why there's the separation there, but it asks a lot of things to 6th graders. Now, my daughter's a 5th grader, so I put this into, you know, that frame it around her. In other words, when I think about some of these stories, how would this play with my daughter? So first, what you're going to hear is the father and the son here reading some of these questions, and you'll hear Maxwell, you know, because he's just baffled by some of this.
What is your gender identity? You can choose more than one.
Okay, you want to read them off?
There's too many.
How many should there be?
two.
Yeah, good answer, Maxwell. Move him on to seventh grade right away.
Girl or woman?
Okay.
Boy or man?
Okay, which one do you identify with? Which
I
one
identify
are you?
As man.
That's right. This is not necessarily identify, but what are you?
Oh, I'm a boy.
Very good.
Demigirl or demi-boy?
What the is that?
Non-binary. Gender fluid.
No, I don't know.
Gender queer.
Do you know what those are?
I don't want to know.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right, Maxwell. You don't want to know. So a sixth grader or a seventh grader, whatever it is being asked to answer a question, whether they're a girl, woman, boy or man, demi-girl, demi-boy. I don't know what that is. I'm just going to be honest. I talk about this gender stuff all the time. Have no idea. Non-binary, gender fluid, gender queer, or questioning agender, no gender. Sixth graders being asked this question. Ridiculous.
My reaction was complete shock, complete disbelief. I didn't believe it myself, so I went online. And I downloaded the actual survey, and you know, sure enough, there it was. So I didn't read all of it. I had Maxwell read all of it. And this is a survey that goes out to 6th, 8th, and 11th graders issued by the Oregon Health Authority. Mm-hmm. And so what you saw there on camera, Maxwell was the real star. That video has gone viral. And his shock was just as much as mine. So I'm glad we actually got his authentic reaction on video.
It was a great reaction. Now, there was an opportunity, apparently, I think you'll hear this, Maxwell opted out of this particular survey, but John Roberts was interviewing the father on Fox and read the questions.
This is a survey on gender identity. It asks, what is your gender identity? And you can choose more than one. For Native Americans, Indigenous Americans, it was two-spirit. You could choose. Are you a girl or a woman, a boy or a man, a demi-girl or a demi-boy, a non-binary, gender fluid, gender queer, questioning a gender or no gender? The fact that they were going to ask this of sixth grade students, you said this was a sneaky end run around parents?
You know, look, this shouldn't be asked of any kids. I don't care if they're in high school and they're seniors, right? Ridiculous.
You know, this is a rather lengthy survey. This is question number 19. It's on sexual orientation. Here are the questions. What is your sexual orientation? Again, you can choose more than one. Straight, lesbian, gay, bisexual, pansexual, asexual, or aromantic, queer, questioning, something else fits better, please tell us more. I'm not sure of my sexual orientation. I don't know what this question is asking, or I prefer not to answer. I mean, how is a 12-year-old supposed to be able to answer these questions?
That's a very good question, John Roberts, isn't it?
I can't even answer some of those questions.
Exactly.
I don't even know what they are. And it just goes to show you that, you know, the money that we are paying as tax-paying citizens here in Oregon, with our 6% state income tax that's going to the Oregon Health Authority, to who knows wherever, to these state and city school boards, this is what taxpayers are funding. I don't know what half of those questions are. And so we're just being inundated with this ridiculousness by, you know, the people that are in these offices.
So that's Oregon. But again, I promise you, in Webster Groves and Kirkwood and places like that, you have people that love, love, love this stuff. They love the genderqueer stuff. They love raising the trans flag like Kara Spencer did at City Hall. All of this nonsense. It's a joke. And again, it's like 5% of the country, if that, that buys into that crap. But they keep sending out the surveys, don't they?
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.